So what is a radiotonic?
Today on Radiotonic, an unsettling journey through a deserted city. Hi, I'm Jesse Cox. When two skaters go on an odyssey across Sydney one night, one of them starts to unravel, his grasp on reality becoming more and more tenuous. They come across a hidden city, one completely devoid of people, where nature is taking back control and danger is lurking on every isolated corner. And as with some late-night teenage odysseys, there is some strong language and also a couple of scenes of violence in this week's program.
Hello. Can you hear me? Stupid thing. Okay, I'm not sure if this comm is working. I can't hear you at all. Hopefully you can hear me. I don't know where I am. Hang on. Okay. I'm on Cleveland Street. Everything is trash, though. I'm looking at Prince Alfred Park. The grass is like 14, 15 foot tall. Can hardly see Central anymore. I can only just make out the dome.
Hey! Who's there?
What are you doing? You know this city isn't safe. You know you won't survive. You need to keep this channel open. If you can hear me, I'm heading towards Central first, then straight up George Street if I have to. Hang tight, I'm coming.
Hey dude. Hello, Earth Rex.
What?
Just tell me, would ya?
No, okay? You have to wait. You'll find out later.
No, stop filming me.
No. Tonight, I'm gonna document our rise and demise.
What are you on, dude? You're being fucking mental.
I am not. I am being normal.
Just stop filming me, you knob.
Here, come on.
No.
Say your name.
Stop.
Come on. Date of birth, address.
Get it out of my face, you butt plug.
Tell me now, please.
Grayson Whitmore, 4th of June, 1998.
And where do you work?
Jesus, you're annoying.
PowerPoint call center, Kippack Street, come on.
I'm not answering anything else.
Hi. My name is Rex Adams. I live in Ashfield, Sydney. I'm 20 years old and tonight we're going on an odyssey. We're gonna speak to the freaking Oracle man, Gajeed!
Get off!
Okay. So I don't like it here. I'm on the other side of the park. Down on the corner of Elizabeth Street and Eddie Avenue. You're not here. No one's here. Not a soul. It's coming from the tunnels under Central. Don't tell me you're down in those tunnels. The Woolworths across the road is on fire. There's smoke coming out the doors. Jesus! Shit! The lights still work. How can they still work?
Dude, watch out for the bus!
Man, I think I broke my tits.
Oh, please, you don't have any tits. Here, watch this.
Yeah, boy!
Ah, what the hell?
Hit
watch
my
out,
car.
You
crazy.
No, I didn't.
You
hit
stupid
me.
Shit.
Oh, come on, bro, I'll take you.
You take me, will you?
Yeah.
Go on then. Go on.
Shit. Go, dude, go.
Quick.
Ah. Come here. Shit.
Come on, come on.
Come here. Come here.
I can hear you now. There was static, but I think I can hear. Are you down here? Can you hear me? It's hot. I hate tunnels. You know how much I hate tunnels. They make me anxious. I'm gonna keep talking, okay? Talking helps. Talking helps. Talking helps. I remember when we were playing hide and seek once, when we were kids, and I hid in the trunk. You remember that? And the latch got stuck. Remember, and you couldn't get me out. I hate small spaces. God, I can't stay in here. There's stairs up ahead to the main hall. I don't remember it being like this in here. There's water everywhere. It's gushing from the ceiling. It's a fucking waterfall. Ah, is that steam? Why is there steam in here? I can see a hole in the wall where Hungry Jack's used to be. I'm gonna head out, okay? You need to keep talking. I can hear you sometimes, but it's faint. So you need to speak as loud as possible. Just keep talking, okay?
So yeah, I'm like an indie filmmaker, you know, it's what I do.
Oh, right. What's your movie about?
It's about this chick.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this totally hot chick.
Boy, don't listen to this guy, hey.
Is she your girlfriend?
Her? Are you serious?
No, I don't even know who this ass douche is.
And don't talk to her, she's a psycho.
Oh, thanks, babe.
You're both freaks.
Well, anyways. So it's about this chick, you, who hangs out with this guy who makes amazing films, me. And she ditches her boyfriend and totally falls in love with Rex, said filmmaker making said film. You're gonna make heaps of money off it too, trust me.
Right, I totally believe you. How much?
Well, nothing straight up. It's more of a back-end deal.
Oh, I see. Is that what he gave you? A back-end deal? Nah, leave me out of it.
Yeah, like you get it after the release happens, you know? Once it comes out. Once your face is splashed everywhere.
My face. Anywhere else?
Well, that's totally up to you, hey. But it's gonna be freaking amazing. Here, look, why don't you put your digits into my phone?
Okay.
And maybe we can organize an audition or something, you know?
Okay.
Watch it from my phone!
Your friend's a dick!
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Oh, is it broken?
Dude, you totally deserve that. The side is munted.
Shit.
Get off the road.
It's working. Relax, everyone. His phone is working.
Babe, give us one of your nuggets.
Yeah, babe.
Hey. Do you ever wish no one was here?
What, like in Macca's?
No, like in the city. At all. That, like, something happened, something big, and that you woke up tomorrow and no one was here anymore.
Was everyone dead?
No.
So it's not like a zombie thing?
No, like, just gone. But it all happened when no one was expecting and everything was unlocked. All the buildings, so you could basically go anywhere and do anything, but no one's around.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go across the road and just watch movies. That'd be cool.
Seriously?
Yeah, babe. I'd like work out how to use the projectors and the popcorn machines and stuff and do like marathons and pull cones.
I'll go straight to the Prada store in Westfield, put on a really expensive dress and do a dump on the front counter.
Well, that's kind of weird.
I've always wanted to do that though.
Nah, it'd be amazing for about 3 days and then it'd start to get boring and lonely. You'd probably have another panic attack.
How long do you reckon it'll take for like all the animals to come back?
Rats will be everywhere in like 2 seconds.
Imagine what it'd be like after a year, like 10 years.
Man, trees and plants will be coming up everywhere, I reckon.
Bae, up at the counter, it's that chick again.
No worries.
Yeah, bae, why not?
You're on auto-destruct tonight.
I'm indestructo, man, and she totally had the horn for me. Wait here.
Bae, don't. Her boyfriend's right up. Bang!
I shouldn't be looking for you this far into the city. I should have found you by now. I'm on town hall steps, there's flies everywhere. There's another Woolworths on fire across the road and something is rotting in the middle of the road. Looks like a horse, but can't be sure. Listen, if you're nearby, I need you to tell me. I need you to say something. All right. I'm gonna look closer.
God, come
Why is Town Hall Steps, like, always a magnet for freaks?
You calling me a freak, Grayson?
You are a freak, dude.
Hey, look at that chick.
Which one?
With the jeggings and the see-through top.
Nah, don't, dude. Not again.
I love it.
Hot freaks everywhere.
Fuck! Go away, you dirty bin chicken.
Don't.
I hate ibises.
Don't.
They smell.
Do you know that they're like native birds?
No, they're not. They're Egyptian.
No, they're native. They used to live in like the Murray Darling, but when it started to dry up and they had nowhere to go, they all just migrated to the city.
Bullshit.
Seriously, I feel sorry for them. They're native birds, but all they do now is just live in bins.
Bin chicken. You know my friend in Brisbane grabbed an ibis by the beak once and it came off in his hand?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like the whole beak?
Uh-huh.
Ew, that is intense.
Well, apparently it had some weird rot and it just came off. Can you imagine its head, like a round ibis head with a mouth hole in it and its eyes all freaking out?
It's like a horror film, babe. It's like my nightmares. I'm feeling pretty weird lately, hey?
What do you mean, man?
Like, not good, you know? I keep thinking bad shit.
Again? Oi, there's that chick's boyfriend.
Where?
He's coming over here. Wait, don't say anything.
Hey, faggot! What'd you say to my girlfriend?
On my phone, make sure you film it.
Don't, Rex!
Oh, was that your girlfriend, bro? I thought it was your boyfriend, you poofed up.
Come here, comedian. I want to tell you something.
Nah, he's hot, man. Your boyfriend's hot like Zayn Malik.
Wait,
come
don't.
Here, faggot.
Don't, let's just go.
Yeah, you want your head smashed in? Come on.
Nah, I'll hit him with my ball. Watch how fast he drops.
Don't, dude, there's cameras everywhere here.
Come on, pussy. Come on.
Go, Rex.
You want to go then, bro?
Yeah.
You want to fucking go, bro?
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
You want to bloody go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Go.
Fuck, dude, you got him in the face.
Go. Dude's dead. You lesbians are dead. Dead.
Oh, shit! Jesus Christ! Oh, God! You know, if I die here, if I die looking for you inside this freaking Queen Victoria building, you'll be on your own. You know that, don't you? Look at this place. I don't even recognize it. It's covered with vines. Every square inch is completely green. Oh. Up in the ceiling, up near Hobbico, there's ibises. Hundreds of them, they're everywhere.
I'm still shaking, dude.
Do you reckon they followed us?
That was hardcore, man. You totally just took him out.
I was just like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
That was seriously intense.
You saw him, though. He just got straight back up. He's like the Terminator.
That was scary, though, dude. I didn't even recognize you then.
Give us a ciggy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, look up there. There's people on the bridge.
Where?
On the side. Doing the bridge climb? It's near the pylon.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they did them at night. I reckon that'd be cool.
Expensive, but.
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever think about the end of the world?
Not really. Maybe when I'm watching Netflix.
How do you reckon it's gonna happen? War or environment?
Environment.
How?
Well, we'll run out of water. Everything's gonna dry up.
Nah, everything's gonna steam up. It'll be like Greenland's gonna melt, and that's gonna be shit. And the oceans will all rise like by 20 meters.
That'd be good for the fishes and the sharks though, hey?
Not really, because all the moisture is gonna cause more heat. And without places like Greenland where all the ice is like frozen, things are gonna get warmer, so most of the fish will slowly cook in the oceans and die.
Shit.
But that'll just be the start of it, bruh.
Because once Greenland goes, nothing in the North Pole will freeze over anymore. And then Antarctica will totally be next. And who knows how much water that would be. It's got to be bigger than Greenland, so that's at least, what, another 20, 30 metres worldwide? And by the time that's happened, you're looking at, what, 50, 60 metres? That's like goodbye cities everywhere.
Good time to own property in the Blue Mountains, but...
Sure, but who's going to buy it? Because, like, everyone will probably drown.
Do you reckon it'd be, like, tsunami style?
Nah. It'll creep up slowly. It'll just be like, what happened to the rocks? Then it'll be, shit, George Street is pretty wet. Then it'll totally be no more eastern suburbs.
Good. I hate the eastern suburbs.
I freaking hate it there too, man.
But what if we, like, go to war first? If China and Russia and everywhere goes to war and shit is going down all over the place and people are dying?
They already are, bae. Look at Syria.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, everywhere. Like, even in New Zealand.
New Zealand's, like, the best place to be in a war. Because everyone will just forget about it.
Totally. They're so easy to forget.
Anyway, but even if this happens and it's like total annihilation, there's always someone who survives. There's always a pocket of survivors somehow.
Yeah, I guess.
But the really shit thing is you get to the end of it and humanity has only just survived and everyone is like, woohoo, we didn't destroy ourselves entirely. And then Greenland still melts, the oceans still rise, the fish cook, we drown, no one can afford to live in the Blue Mountains.
Shit.
It's like a total lose-lose situation, hey. We're all gonna be screwed sooner or later.
You think about this a lot, don't you, babe?
Maybe. Now and then.
But is it fucking with you? Like, is it making you go weird again?
Again? What are you saying?
Nothing, babe.
You're the one that's going weird, you freak.
What's that?
Oh, babe. Babe, get the phone, quick. Quick, quick, this is what I wanted to show you. Is it filming?
It's a seal.
Yeah, man, it's a fur seal.
What? What?
He's amazing, hey?
He's just there.
Are you filming?
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to show you. This is the Oracle. The Opera House Oracle. Listen. Can you hear?
What?
Listen to his voice. Listen, see? It sounds like he's saying something.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Listen. No more. See, look, it sounds like he's saying no more.
No, it doesn't. You are on drugs.
No, I'm not, man. Look. It does. No more. See? No more. No more. No more. See, that's what he's saying, bruh. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I can hear you. I can hear you now. Slow down. Rex, you need to slow down. Where are you? You need to tell me where you are. I can't help you if you don't tell me where you are. Shit. They've got your scent. Okay, I'm coming. Stay where you are, Rex. I'm coming.
Dude, that's actually crazy.
He can talk. The seal can talk.
He was like amazing, but I'm telling you now, he wasn't talking.
Play it back. He's actually saying words.
Do you want a coffee, babe? I gotta spend
all. Listen.
It's just barking.
It's talking. It's saying it's coming. It's coming. He's a harbinger, man. An oracle. He's warning us of things to come. For real, dude. For real.
Can I ask you something? And don't get angry, babe, but have you been taking your meds?
Look, the thing is, we don't know what's coming. We just know that we're the first people to hear it.
Rex, do you even hear what I said?
So we're gonna be safe, okay? It's as simple as that. No one else will be, though. Everyone else will probably die.
Okay, you're not even hearing what I'm saying, are you, babe?
What? We're in the 7-Eleven. Where do you think we are?
Shit. It's those guys.
I reckon we should go to Katoomba, hey?
Babe, don't turn around.
What?
Rex!
I said Zeus is dead!
Stop kicking him!
Come on, bro.
Don't.
Get up!
Come on! Stop, he's gonna kill him! Someone call the cops! Call the cops! Put your head back. Oh shit, babe, your nose is a mess. Show us your face. Take your hands away.
My teeth.
Oh, Jesus. How many did you lose?
I don't know.
Show me. Okay, you've lost like 5 or 6 teeth. Oh, babe.
come from my face? Is my eye all right? I can't see.
Your eye's like puffed up, shut real tight. Oh, this is bad, dude. I'm worried, hey. You're like bleeding too much. Oh, babe, I'm so sorry. This is so intense.
Can you call my mum?
I think you're gonna get you to the hospital.
No, I don't wanna go there again. Just call my mum.
Well, I need to get you undercover. It's starting to rain.
I don't care. Just call my mum, Grayson. Okay. Jesus.
Rex. Rex.
Hey, Jane. Yeah, hey, it's Grayson.
I told you. Shouldn't have come here on your own.
Yeah, actually, there's been a bit of a problem. Rex has been in an accident. These guys jumped us, but he's pretty messed up. He really wants you to come and get him. I know. Yeah, it's raining. I know. Sure. And I'll put him on.
Mum. Yeah, hi. Not good. I can't feel my face, Mum. I'm really scared. I just want you here. Yeah, bye.
Yep. Yeah, we're just outside Myers in the mall. Yeah, he doesn't want to, but I reckon he's gonna need to. Can you call him? My phone's gonna go dead. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Bye.
Rex, I'm here. I'm here now. Look at me, Rex. Do you know where you are? Do you know who I am?
You're like me.
Yeah, I'm like you. And you're like me.
What happened?
The city fell apart. Everyone left. It's only you and me here now.
Dude, I gotta get you up. Come on.
Where are we going?
Your mum's picking us up. She's gonna meet us around the corner.
It's not safe here. We have to leave.
I've been here before.
Yeah, babe, you're in Pitt Street Mall.
No, but I've been here before.
You never left.
Come on. Let's go. Nice and slow, buddy.
I can see myself leaving. With that girl, I can't remember her name. Why can I see myself leaving?
Hey, look at me. You have to head to higher ground. It's not safe here, Rex.
No, it's not safe here.
Come on, before those dogs come back.
No way.
Hidden City was written by Matthew Whittett. Hunter Page Lockhart, you might have recognised him from ABC TV's Clever Man, was Rex and Sarah West Grayson. Additional voices from Tuso Lekwapi and Airly Dodds. It was produced by me and Russell Stapleton, along with Matthew Whittett and Anthea Williams. Sound design by Russell Stapleton. It was co-commissioned with Belvoir Street Theatre. We made 3 short radio fictions with Belvoir. You can listen to all of them on our website. Head to abc.net.au/rn/radiotonic. Time now to join Phil Spencer in the departure lounge.
I arrive at the airport. I check in my bags and I join the snaking bollards of Jetstar's finest maze. The man in front of me is wrangling his 7-year-old son and he's breathing with short, regrettable gasps. I immediately identify this man as somebody who is hungover.
Don't swing on that. I said don't swing.
I wasn't swinging.
I can see you.
I was checking it out.
Well, don't check it out. Remember what we spoke about yesterday at your mum?
About the sick and sex?
No, about how we're going to behave today.
Yeah.
Daddy just needs to rest his eyes for a minute. just a second.
Welcome to the apocalypse.
Dad, Daddy.
The kid swings his Star Wars rucksack.
Welcome to the apocalypse.
Dad.
Welcome to
Dane,
the apocalypse.
Please, just stop it.
Airport Dad hangs his head in his hands like a downtrodden warrior, captured by the enemy.
Well, you're not going to survive the apocalypse.
And speaking of departures, this week is the final Radiotonic for the next little while. Over the past couple of years, we've brought you a mix of fiction and non-fiction storytelling, served with a twist, and loved sharing every minute with you. We are taking a break for the next few months to work on relaunching Radiotonic as a brand new podcast, with all your favourite quirky stories intact, of course. We will have more on that shortly. But for now, the best way to stay abreast of the new stories we're working on is to remain subscribed to the Radiotonic podcast in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. We will be announcing the New Look podcast there. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mr. Jesse Cox or find RN Creative Audio on Facebook to get all the information. In the meantime, we thought we'd look back on some highlights from the past couple of years.
I used to be so unfit, I couldn't even walk to the shops. But after regular treatments with Radiotonic podcasts, now I feel fantastic. Thanks, Radiotonic.
It was a few weeks after moving to the Top End that it first happened. I woke in fright with a spider crawling across my face.
Wow, pause for thought.
But grinder men are really fussy about that. Not so much me, but most men demand to see photos. Like rude photos.
It's kind of purple, I suppose, the top part.
Before they even meet you.
And the bottom's a...
It's a bit gross, if I'm being honest.
Light blue. What would you call that?
I love solving crossword clues, so hit me.
Whatever we come up with is going to be wasteful, embarrassing to the administration, and upsetting to the voters.
Number 8 wire. If something's broken, you can fix it with number 8 wire.
We're so awesome, aren't we? We invent things and then go, how could I kill people with this?
Yeah.
That's the duct tape of
New Zealand as number 8 wire. Yeah.
I mean, check out this one.
The souvenir tea towel that we have in front of us has quite a beautiful picture of two dingoes standing atop a rock looking out across the plain and the desert. Then it marks up in the top right corner that it is souvenir for the Chamberlain trial in Darwin, 1982.
The Pentagon confirmed to CBS 5 today military leaders once proposed building a so-called gay bomb, a chemical weapon that could be dropped on enemy troops to make them sexually irresistible to each other.
Oh boy.
Radiotonic. I think I might be pregnant. If it's human, I'm going to call it Radiotonic.
Well, this doco is kind of mainly about the gay bomb. That's kind of what it's focused on. So I'm interested
in... Sorry. If this is all you have, then I'm afraid that our time is done. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a final special thanks to Julie Shapiro, Miyuki Yoki-Ranta, Rosa Gollan, Stephen Tilley, Mark Don, Russell Stapleton, Timothy Nicastri, David LeMay, Tony McGregor and Sophie Townsend, to all of our storytellers and to you for listening each week. I look forward to sharing with you the New Look Radiotonic in a few months. Until then, I'm Jesse Cox. This has been
Radiotonic.